Praise the Lord. It's a privilege to share the Word of God tonight. Title tonight, Dominion Over Birds and Beasts. Maybe we'll take a fresh step of dominion tonight, some dominion mandate in our lives, and trust for the encouragement of the Holy Spirit tonight. I want to begin with a couple of scriptures, one in the Old Testament, one in the New. First of all, Genesis chapter 1, 26 to 28. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." James chapter 3, verses 7 to 8. "For every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind." Hallelujah. "But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." Now, the tongue is a separate matter from this message. It's even more daunting, that one. We'll save that for another time. But tonight, let's talk about dominion over birds and beasts and sea creatures. Birds are thoughts. Beasts are temptations. And we all know who the serpent is. But the great news from God is, by skill and power, we are able to tame them all and rule over them and have dominion. Number one tonight, birds are thoughts. Ecclesiastes 10:20, "Do not curse the king, even in your thought. Do not curse the rich, even in your bedroom. For a bird of the air may carry your voice, and a bird in flight may tell the matter." What a scripture. Do not curse the king, even in your thought. Do not curse the rich, even in your bedroom. For a bird of the air may carry your voice, and a bird in flight may tell the matter. The warfare of the mind. The warfare of the mind. The beasts of the air. 2 Corinthians 10, 4-5. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. I didn't write this. God did. And he said, "That is how detailed the warfare of my people must be. That they will discern every thought, every feeling, every suggestion. They will bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." The beasts of the birds of the air, the warfare of the mind. The vultures are circling, Abraham. Abraham had a warfare. The vultures were circling. The birds of the air were trying to take his sacrifice, defile it. Devour it. Genesis 15:11 says, "And when the vultures came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away." You read Genesis 15, Abraham fought off the vultures, he fought off the birds of the air all day long. And when the sun was setting, the presence of God moved upon the sacrifice. Abraham said, "There is no way that the birds of the air are going to devour and steal the sacrifice that I have prepared for God." nor are they going to steal the covenant promise offered to me by God in return. I'm giving God a sacrifice, and God has covenant promise. He's going to move upon it. I must war a good warfare. I've got to deal with every vulture. I've got to deal with every bird of the air. Take dominion. Rule over your thoughts, God says. Take dominion over the birds of the air. You know, there was an old saying that was like this. You know, you can't stop the birds from flying over your head, but you can stop them from making a nest in your hair. How about in your head? We can't stop those vultures, but God says, I want you to take dominion. I've given you dominion over the birds of the air. I've given you dominion over thoughts. Rule and reign in Jesus Christ. Maybe there's a mind warfare that you're facing right now, and the vultures are circling. You can feel it. You can see them. And you say tonight, Lord, I'm taking dominion over that in the name of Jesus. Number two, beasts are temptations. Temptations. Psalm 23:5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Beasts are temptations. Now, some beasts are tough, and others are more easily domesticated, aren't they? Some become tame quite easy. God says, I've given you dominion over the beasts. You're able to control them and tame them, as it were. But others, it takes a lot more force and ingenuity. The beasts of the field. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. There are beasts that are lurking. The evening wolves. Beasts of the day and beasts of the night. David as a teenager took out a lion and a bear. I wonder what those represent in the spirit realm. For God's young warriors today in the youth department. He took out a lion and a bear, the beasts of the field. James chapter 1, 13 to 16. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. That's what James wrote to the churches. Do not err. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Now, we can't kill off all the beasts. They just keep coming. But we can rule over them. We can have dominion over them. Romans 6:14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, because you're under the grace, you're under the empowering presence of God. Sin shall not have dominion over you. The beasts of the field, temptations. The Bible says, flee immorality. Some sins you put away, put off, but when it comes to immorality, he said, run from it. It'll disinherit your life. It'll break your future and your inheritance in God. Flee immorality. Put away anger. Put away strife and jealousy. Put away blasphemy. Put away sinful speaking. Put away filthy language. Put away all these things, the Bible says. Take dominion. Rule over this. Sin shall not have dominion over you. God says, you're going to have dominion over the beasts of the field, the things that try and rise up in you, disappointments and temptations, angers and strifes, different things. God says, I want you to rule over them in the power of God. Beasts of the field. Bad attitudes. Take dominion, says God. How about an ornery disposition? Owly as an owl. A bear of a man. Slothful as a sloth. A wild donkey of a man. Stubborn as a mule. Maybe you're anxious and fearful, nervous like a cat on a tin roof. God says, I want you to take dominion over the beasts of the field. I want you to rule. I've given them under your hand that you can tame them, you can rule them, you can win the victory over them. Say, how do I tame these beasts of the field? By becoming skillful in the word of righteousness, the Bible says. And by the power of God. How are beasts in the natural tamed? How are these ferocious animals of earth tamed? They're tamed by skill and by force, by skill and by power. God says, I want you to become skillful in the word of righteousness. Not only listen to it, not only read it, but I want you to activate it in your life, that you begin to deal with those beasts with the power of the scriptures and the power of the word of God. Strengthen yourself against these beasts, the Bible says. Strengthen yourself. And as you grow stronger and stronger in the word, these enemies, these beasts of the field are put beneath your feet, and you rule and reign in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, rule in the midst of your enemies. So if you're facing these temptations, and we all do, day to day, time to time, say, Lord, you've given me dominion over this. I'm going to rule over the beasts of the field. Number three, tame the serpent. James 3:7, for every kind of beasts and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. God says, tame the serpent. Now, I'm not sure this is the best word to use for the serpent. Satan tamed the serpent. But I'll get better in a moment or two. But there is a point to it. There's a validity to this. Listen to what godly A.B. Simpson said. Still the march of events will keep time to the leadings of the Spirit. And the man that walks in the Holy Ghost shall have a charmed life and be immortal till his work is done. And he will find that winds and waves and fierce and cruel men and even Satan's very emissaries shall be forced to become auxiliaries to his purpose and work with him for the furtherance of the gospel. Let's read that again. Still the march of events will keep time to the leadings of the Spirit. And the man that walks in the Holy Ghost shall have a charmed life and be immortal till his work is done. And he will find that winds and waves and fierce and cruel men and even Satan's very emissaries shall be forced to become auxiliaries to his purpose and work with him for the furtherance of the gospel. What holy words are those? Come on. That'll help us in the warfare of life, in the circumstances of life. The power of the Holy Spirit. God using all things in the Christian's life as we're surrendered to him to walk out his purpose and do his will. So I say, tame the serpent where you must. But let's go one further. Crush him where you can. Tame the serpent where you must and crush him where you can. And we all know what I'm talking about right now. There are times you know you can't crush the enemy. He's lurking. There's things going on in your life or circumstances, but you are going to war a good warfare. You're going to tame him. Lion tamers. He's not going to rise up and devour us. And then we crush him where we can. Luke chapter 10, 17 to 19. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Behold, I give you authority, the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, demonic powers and temptations and defilements of this world, and over all the power of the devil. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah. So we take up the weapons of God. Put on your Bethlehem combat boots. Put on your gospel shoes. Begin to dance on injustice. Take up the weapons of worship, the praise weapons. Take up prayer warfare. Give yourself in total commitment to the Lord, to his will, in fastings and in finances. Say, Lord, there's not a power of darkness that can stand. I'm going to crush them before me as I serve out my life before you. Genesis 3:15, God says, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. The hour of the fall, and Adam and Eve sinned. God gave them a word, an answer, a victory. God says, I will put hostility between you, serpent, and the woman. Between your seed, Satan, and her seed, Christ. He will bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Christ is the seed, but the Christian is the seed. We're in this verse. There's enmity between Satan and the Christian, between the serpent and the Christian. That ungodly seed and the righteous seed. And the Bible says that we are the ones that will bruise Satan's head. We will bruise Satan's head, but he will bruise our heel. Christ's heel was bruised as he broke the power of the enemy. And sometimes our heels are bruised too. As we warfare in the Spirit, as we live out our lives for God, there are some bruises, pain at times, spiritual warfare, attack, persecution, criticisms that come, different things that put hurt upon our life as we're trying to walk out the will of God. Our heel gets bruised, but the good news is that our heel will heal. It's not fatal. But when you crush the enemy's head, there's no coming back from that. It's over. It's done. And God says, that's the victory I give you. You may experience some pain and difficulty and aggravation and different things in your life as you walk out the will of God, but I will heal your heel. It'll heal up. You'll be okay. But that enemy that you're working against, you're crushing his head every time you walk in the power of God, and there is no remedy for him. He's broken. He's lifeless. He's taken out. Romans 16:20, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. Keep warring a good warfare. Keep going with God. Keep going with the weapons. Keep covenant with God. The God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace, the empowering presence of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Tame the serpent where you must and crush him where you can. Number four, final. Let's have the worship team come. Catch the fish of the sea. Catch the fish of the sea. Genesis 1:28, then God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea. This is the gospel mandate. That we can catch souls, that we can catch men. God says, take dominion. Be involved in my kingdom. Be involved in the salvation of souls. Matthew 4:19. Then he said to his disciples, follow you, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I'm going to give you dominion. God's will that all be saved, but he knows that many have hardened hearts. But as we go out with the gospel, there's success for the gospel. Jesus said, when I sent out you 70 into the towns and villages with the gospel, I saw Satan fall as lightning from heaven. And I knew that the gospel, you didn't have to tell me about your souls and all your, what all accomplished. I already knew in my spirit that wherever the gospel goes, the power of God goes in the gospel, there will be salvation and people will come to Christ. Keep preaching the gospel. Keep sharing the good news of the gospel. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And who knows? Maybe like those disciples in the Gospels, maybe once in a while we'll get a miracle catch on the waters of Galilee, an abundant harvest. Luke chapter 5, 9 to 10. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. Catch the fish of the sea. Let's keep casting out the gospel net. Let's keep preaching the gospel. Cast out the gospel net. The children's ministry in the house of God is a gospel net. The youth ministry is a gospel net. Keep casting out the net. The evangelism and outreach is a net. The Sunday services are a wonderful net to gather in the fish of the sea. People get saved and baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and get discipled and walk with God the rest of their life. Keep casting out the gospel net in home missions and foreign missions. Pouring out our finances, pouring out our prayers, pouring out our endeavors and activity for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Throw out the hook. The hook is in the shape of a J. The hook is Jesus. The gospel hook is Jesus. His salvation, his forgiveness, his redeeming grace, his love, his kindness. The hook is Jesus. Jesus said, from now on, you will catch men. And so we've given our lives as a collective body of people to catch men, catch women. The fish of the seas. Who knows what you will catch? Maybe you'll catch a river monster. Some sea serpent. Somebody that was dangerous in the waters. A drug dealer. A gang leader. A notorious sinner. A corrupt politician. Thieves and fraudsters. Some hardened sinners. You never know what you'll catch. Pride-filled men and women. All fish of the sea, swimming wherever they want, but that gospel net catches them, and they're brought into the kingdom of God and into life everlasting with the Lord. Let's take dominion. I trust this word has encouraged your heart tonight. Take dominion over the birds of the air. Take dominion over the beasts of the field. Take dominion over the serpent. And catch some fish for the glory of God. Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. The altars are always open. If you need prayer, like to come and dedicate yourself in a special way to the Lord, please slip out from where you are. If you need prayer for any need, please slip out and come to the front. Love to pray with you and lift you up. But let's all of us take courage in the Word of God tonight. Receive the message of the gospel.